Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning into the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the first Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. Also, the number one rated podcast on iTunes. Which reminds me, get those ratings in. Get those ratings in. I got some koozies coming. I was supposed to have these coming a while ago, but they're... I don't know what the holdup was. But anyway, it doesn't matter. They're coming. I got stuff now, Joe.
Yeah.
So we can give stuff away again. Remember when we used to do that? Remember how fun that was?
Yeah, such a long time ago.
It was. It was last basketball season. We haven't done it a whole off season, I don't think. Maybe once or twice.
No.
Anyways, hey, go to iTunes. If you give us a 5-star review, if you could give us 10, I know you would. But if you could give us at least 5, that would be great. Tell us how much you love us. Or don't. Keep it to yourself. That's fine. You know, we will, if we read it on the air, we will, we'll send you some stuff.
Here comes we'll the salesman.
We'll get that going soon. Yeah. Yeah. You missed your crack. Your crack is supposed to happen during the intro music, Joe. What happened?
No, we didn't talk about that. I've just been randomly doing it.
I know you have been randomly doing it. I've never mentioned it because it happens every time.
Oh.
But you didn't do it. I'm disappointed. That's my point. So, anyways,
we're
here to talk a little basketball. We're here to talk about the Andre Jackson deal and whatever else, I guess, we can think of.
Yeah,
right?
It's bye week,
man.
We're trying to
make the best out of, you know, stay in practice, man, you know? The hell, take a half hour out of our time.
We haven't talked about basketball for a while, too.
It's getting close. It's been something we kind of put off a little bit. Just because it hasn't been a ton of news about it. So, anyways, all the practice stuff was glowing. We know that. But we'll get into Andre Jackson a little bit. And some, a couple
no news is good news sometimes, right? That's what they say?
Yeah, I mean, I can agree with that. So, anyway, before we get into all that, let's tell you about the good folks over at MyBookie. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I think a game's more exciting when I have some money on it. And sometimes I have a gut feeling about what matchup I want to choose. And, you know, maybe I'm betting on my favorite sports team, which actually what I do is I bet on the opposite team. You know what?
I would never bet on the Raiders.
Well, I mean, I have other sports teams, Joe. But
Martin Truex Jr.
Martin Truex, the Yankees. I don't bet baseball, but if I do bet, though, I bet against my team because it's a win-win. It's a win-win. If they lose, I win money, and if I lose money, they win. So most of the time in certain situations. But hey, I'm good with. So regardless of whether you're betting for years or this is your first time, MyBookie is the best bet this season. And if you don't know what it's about, research it. If you do know what it's about and you know what to expect, go to MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy or gal who likes to bet a little and win a lot, try the parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of the big favorites of the week, the parlay is a perfect bet because they will let you bet on multiple of those games together, and you can get a much bigger payout. So try the parlay. If you're going to bet on anything this season, do it with MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag. And they will double your first deposit. Use the promo code CHAIR to activate that offer. That's promo code CHAIR to double your cash. Go to mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Thank you, MyBookie. And nothing else to talk about this week because I feel like maybe we made too many jokes. And they're like, look, the crew with the jokes about the other stuff there, you know.
What are you talking about?
Cut the sponsor from those guys with the jokes that can't keep a straight face.
No. What happened there?
Oh, I don't know. That was a 3-week trial. So maybe Blue Chew will come back. Free plug for Blue Chew. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. So that is it. All right. Anyway, as I fill time.
Tick.
Andre Jackson, 6'6", shooting forward, shooting guard, whatever. He attended Albany Academy, so he's from Albany. He did not choose Syracuse. And he decided to choose UConn. It was down between Cuse, Iowa, Maryland, UCLA, and UConn, and he chose UConn for multiple reasons. Now, I mean, firstly, I would say that I don't know if I really, would it be nice, Joe? Would it be nice to grab another 4-star? We currently have a 4-star in Woody Newton, who's got verbal commit.
Right.
And we got a 5-star power forward, Isaiah Jackson, who he revealed his 3 finalists, Cuse, Alabama, and Kentucky. And he's a top 25 prospect to the class of 2020. And he officially announced his 3 schools, like I mentioned. 6'9 forward out of Michigan. So, right. I mean,
we're looking at some guys.
When you go to social media and you see these things, you got almost like 2 classes of people, well, maybe 3, but you got the people who are just, it's the end of the world. Then you got the people who are like probably you and me, who are like, yeah, well, I mean, whatever. I mean, I wasn't attached to this guy anyway. Nor did I really have my hopes up about it. And, how's he going to play? Like, this is so crowded.
Right.
At the powered forward and guard position right now. I mean, is it even necessary? And by the time he comes next year, we're going to have, you know, those players, he's not going to have much playing time as a freshman.
Well,
coming in.
Again, you never really know. I think we're selectively recruiting right now, because if everybody comes back next year, then we don't even have any scholarships available. I mean, I know that we could have Buddy we could pull his scholarship and have him, you know, still be on the team and gain an extra scholarship there, but
there's ways around that, though. I mean,
right. And what it is really is, you know, you go out there and you try to get some guys, and some guys come in, and after a couple years, you know, you get your chance to kind of show what you got. And sometimes, you know, they gotta have those honest questions about transferring, or if you're ever going to get playing time here. And, you know, just because we got a bunch of sophomores and freshmen doesn't mean we stop recruiting, doesn't mean we don't try to get better or get other talent. So that's why I say that we're probably most likely selectively recruiting. We're getting guys that we know are going to be able to come in and actually help, possibly over, you know, at this point, Boeheim's seen and the coaches have seen 2 years of a lot of the kids, other than the freshmen. So, again, I just think that we're not going to stop recruiting, but we're going to be selectively recruiting the positions that of need, and
like center.
I mean, right. That's why we're going big guys forwards type stuff. Right. Yeah. So again, I just see this year, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say that Elijah Hughes is going to go pro, but I mean, if he doesn't, then to make some spots, there's going to be some conversations, and there's probably going to be some guys that end up transferring. And I know that people get attached to certain people, or people don't think that they don't maybe get their fair share, but
sometimes, you know, can I put you on the spot?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, who are you looking at? Let's say you bring in a Andre Jackson. Okay.
Well, yeah. I think the way that we look at it, the way I look at it is that right now there's probably names, but you have a whole season to get off of that list. You know, that's kind of the way that I'm looking at it. And I don't think Boeheim's going to go too crazy and pick up too many players. But, again, like I said, I just – right now, to me personally, like I said, I mean, you're not going to say that to a freshman. But you never know if a freshman ends up leaving. It's happened before. But, I mean, right now with the playing time and what's been shown and where the depth and the positions and everything, I mean, I would say probably Howard Washington and probably Braswell. And you can say that they maybe haven't had their fair share and stuff. But, you know, just like in the real world and in businesses and companies and at work, sometimes there's only so high you can climb and you got to go somewhere else to kind of make your name. So, and that's not saying these players are bad. It's just sometimes just happens with depth in the pecking order.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I would hate,
but they have a full year to get their names off that list.
Yeah, absolutely. It is interview time. This year is interview time, and I mean It's going to be. It is a pecking order. Did you say pecking order?
Yes.
Okay. You're right, and it's, you know, it's survival of the fittest. You got a year to prove yourself, and you know, with Howard, I mean, he's had his chances, and unfortunately, he's had some medical issues, and that's really held him back.
Right.
So it's, you know,
and like, again, it's nothing personal. It's just the fact that we know that Boeheim, he only plays a certain rotation, right? He only plays traditionally, historically, he only plays a certain amount of players.
Right.
Doesn't go crazy deep.
Right. Yeah. You're looking at eight at the most of the time.
Right. And if you're looking at yourself like you're a, you know, redshirt sophomore and you're still at the bottom of that pecking order, then you might have to have an honest talk with yourself. Not just with the coaches, I mean, as well.
Like I said,
sometimes you got to go somewhere. Look at BJ Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean, he started and he ended up going to LaSalle. I believe he got drafted.
Yeah. Well,
in the second round. So, I mean, he had to go somewhere else.
That stuff is probably well coordinated with those athletes, too. So.
Oh, yeah. It's not like the coaches just kick him out and say, oh, see ya. Yeah, you know, like they help.
They have conversations.
You know, when Michael Beninje, you know, similar situation that he was in Duke. You know, when that happened, Coach K, he made a, you know, he had a conversation with Jim Boeheim, and then that happened, you know, so.
And, you know, this doesn't mean Syracuse recruiting is down or they stink.
No.
I mean, they've got a lot of good athletes that they're still, look, here's another thing. When you are part of someone, a four-star that's highly recruited, like an Andre Jackson or, you know, a four-star like Woody Newton, when you get in the, or of a five-star like Isaiah Jackson, you get in those, that last block of schools, three, four schools that they're choosing from, that still says a lot. I mean, you're not going to get them all. You couldn't have them all on your team anyway.
Right.
So,
exactly.
I mean, it says a lot. And, you know, Andre Jackson, he's from Albany. He's going to be playing in the Big East. There's lots of schools, St. John's, Villanova, Seton Hall and Georgetown. I mean, you're talking, Joe, you mentioned earlier the Big East tournaments in Madison Square Garden. St. John's plays in Madison Square Garden. So everything's kind of close to there, right, to his family and everything.
Right.
So
Yeah. Obviously
probably a huge deciding factor there.
No,
well.
Probably that.
So
probably
the playing,
you know, playing time.
Yeah, obviously playing time was number one. I don't think there's anything
right
about that.
And that's the difficult part, too. And, again, that's why I think we're selectively recruiting is because and trying to get guys that we know would probably be pretty successful in our system. But, again, it's not an easy sell. Right now, it's not an easy sell when you look at that roster and the youth. And it's going to be tough to get certain recruits.
Yeah. Now, Nick Giancola, have you heard of him before, Joe?
No.
No, you haven't. He is Buddy Boeheim's cousin. And he's coming on as a walk-on. So, and he was born in Lexington, Kentucky. He grew up as a Syracuse fan, obviously, because Uncle Jimmy. And
right.
This is Julie's sister's kid. So, anyway, that was announced that he's going to be a walk-on. That's just kind of cool. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I just figured I'd throw it in there. But, you know, he grew up an Orange fan and being around, you know, Kentucky, he'd wear his Orange gear around there. So, you know, he was a ball boy with Buddy.
Like,
he would watch tournament games with Buddy and stuff like that. So that's cool. So shout out to him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So,
yes, sir.
I guess.
Welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess what was I looking at here? Oh, yes. The CBS Sports. From 247, they said the preseason ACC college basketball rankings, and of course, where should I start? Let's start at number one. It's no surprise, I don't think. Duke, Louisville, North Carolina, third,
fourth
is Virginia. Virginia lost a lot of good players.
It's all pretty predictable so far.
Yeah. NC State? You right there with that?
They got some good guards. That Markell Johnson coming back definitely helped that. But they just, they're so inconsistent. But, I mean,
they win some big games, though. Like every
third year. I think it's the third year for that new coach.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Is it the third year?
I want to say.
I don't know.
I honestly
can't say right now. Florida State is sixth. Seventh, Notre Dame. Notre Dame is seventh. That one kind of surprised me a little bit, but I don't know.
Well, I mean, they had Pfluger. Pfluger got hurt last year. They were supposed to be pretty decent. I think each of the last 2 years, one of the, you know, their best players or their, you know, most experienced players have gotten hurt early and missed the whole season. But he's coming back. They still have Mooney. They still got Gibbs. So, yeah, I think they're going to be a formidable opponent for sure.
Great coach, Mike Bray.
Yep.
Syracuse sits at eight. So that's, I think, pretty reasonable, right in the middle there.
And, I think it's fair.
You know, we know who we got. And we don't need to explain all that.
A lot of turnover in the ACC this year.
A lot. I mean, what did we turn over? 80% of our starting five. So, the question is, well, I'm not even going to go there. Never mind. I'm not. Sorry. Ninth is Miami. 10th, Pitt. 11th, Clemson. Wake Forest at 12th. Boston College 13th, Virginia Tech 14th, which is crazy.
Well, Virginia Tech, that's a different story because Buzz Williams left, and they had a lot of guys that were seniors, and then they had two other guys transferred out, and I think one or two actually might have left early for the NBA as well. So
yeah, Black.
They're kind of hurting.
Yeah, they are.
No, Blackshear transferred to Florida.
Yeah.
So they're hurting this year with the new coach. It's probably going to be pretty tough. I think Georgia Tech's got postseason bans. Pittsburgh at 10 kind of surprises me a little bit. I think they're going to be a little bit better with those the three freshman starters they had last year, the guards especially. So
yeah, Georgia Tech is they're at the bottom of the barrel, so that's it for that.
Yeah.
So did you want to get into quickly, I don't want to like bloviate on during this episode, but quickly, with the what's up with the Carrier Dome, the Dome, versus the Dome? What's up with this?
I don't have like official like numbers of what the contract was when they had it or when they made the deal, but back in 79 when things were popping and there was still manufacturing in Syracuse. And,
yeah, I mean, they're not even there anymore. Right?
Me and you know. I mean, we were right there in the district where the Carrier factory was.
Yep.
It's a beautiful park there right now, by the way. I mean, you remember how many people you knew, their parents worked there. I mean, you know.
My stepbrother worked there.
And it was a huge thing. So it was just always known Carrier Dome. But I think that they started to fall off a little bit and, you know, new day, new age. And the problem is the contract was for life. It was a lifetime contract. So that's really the issue right now is I think we're trying to maybe make probably better negotiations, probably because John Wildhack knows that we could probably
could market the Dome somehow.
It could be way better right now.
Yeah.
So, but instead we're stuck in this lifetime. This lifetime contract where, like, literally it was, like, the factory to work for in Syracuse back in 79 and back all the way through pretty much when we were in high school. And now it's not the same. And I don't think now they're willing to pay the money that most other people are with the way that things have gone. So, yes, I mean, it was a contract with people that they're not even working there anymore. They weren't even involved. Like, it's difficult. So, again, obviously it comes down to legally binding stuff, but that's a tough situation, man. I don't know how they're going to get out of that one.
Yeah,
buyout or something. I mean, I don't know.
They obviously still pay, right? I mean, if they're both contractually obligated, they still pay.
Yes, but the money that was contracted back in 79.
Oh yeah.
Compared about the money they can get now, now it's like they can't pay what they probably could, what other companies could. So. It's difficult, and again, too, I mean, as a SU fan, it's going to be tough to call it something different.
Yeah, what are we going to call it, the Verizon Dome or the, who knows? I mean,
right.
What about the Spears Meat Dome?
Right. Well, not to mention, I mean, did they the throw Wegmans any money? Did they throw any money towards these?
The Sports Star 2000 Dome.
No, stop it. I'm just saying, you know.
Do you remember
maybe
Sports
if they
Star
would
2000?
Did they throw money towards these, you know, new changes and stuff? I mean, I don't know if you've seen some pictures, but they got that outside frame of like what that roof's going to look like, and that's looks pretty cool, man.
It looks goofy.
What do you mean it looks goofy?
It looks like a roller coaster on the outside of it.
Oh my. Yeah, obviously because the roof's not up yet, Sean.
No, the finished prototype, the pictures of the finished product.
Yeah.
Show a roller coaster going around the dome.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
A roller coaster.
It's not a real roller coaster, Joe.
Well,
that's hyperbole. It's the frame of the thing going around the dome.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, dude.
Go look at the new domes in the NFL.
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. But this ain't the NFL. All right. Look. Okay, so SB 206, that passed just this week, right? California. What was it, Monday? Which is the law that allows college athletes in California to profit off their name and likeness. Now, they're skirting around some other NCAA bylaws, and of course, you know, that's going to be an issue. This doesn't even go in effect till 2023. And, you know, it's like, so it's...
By that time, it won't be.
It's basically forcing the NCAA to crap or get off the pot and mm-hmm. and try to do something with this. Now, there's, you know, student athletes are like the only people on campus that can't market themselves. You know, other students, they don't make a dime for the university or the NCAA. They can do whatever they want. But so, you know, there's speculation about sanctions from the NCAA, but I don't foresee sanctions from the NCAA because, first of all, the span of time, you know, we're talking 3.5 years. Well, just about 3 years, I guess.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not. Mm-hmm. The sanctions, you mean?
No, I'm just saying anything. The NCAA, bottom line is the NCAA can, if the state wants to do this, the NCAA can still keep it as a rule.
They could keep it as a rule, but
and to be perfectly honest with you, the NCAA can choose on what schools are involved in the NCAA. So
they could, but why would they do that? There's how many schools? Let's see. There's 58 schools in California that would fall into this. So what are they going to do? Take all 58 of those schools? You got USC, UCLA. You know, are they going to take these teams and what are they? They're not going
to. All they have to do is make the threat, and that rule is off the table.
No way. I doubt it.
What do you mean?
You think they can threaten that all they want. First of all, like I said, it's 3 years. Second of all,
I mean,
they're not
going to
lose out
now.
On all that money for advertising.
All they have to say is you can do whatever you want or you can make whatever law you want, but it's still going to be illegal in the NCAA. So they're going to say that. And at the end of the day, people are still going to get in trouble. And
you don't think that this will force the NCAA to do something? You don't think that this will force them to do anything? You think that they're just going to be like,
knowing the NCAA, do you think that they're going to throw
it's
a threat
name
at
Cal? Throw, we're not, throw a th- they're not taking money out of their freaking pockets. Something needs to happen. It's
well,
name and
they
likeness.
Don't.
They're not even talking about...
The NCAA doesn't give in.
Well,
I understand.
Okay.
I'm not saying that I don't agree with you. I'm just saying knowing the NCAA and seeing what has happened in the past, they don't bow down to anybody. So therefore, they make that threat, and that thing gets taken off the table, and then it's done.
Let me present you a scenario. All right, let's say there's other states that are doing this. There's New York. There's South Carolina. There's Colorado. I think Delaware. I think was another one.
Right.
I don't have the list, but anyway.
But the NCAA is an association that makes the rules.
Joe. I understand. But when you get a conglomerate of states that are all going to do this, the NCAA is not going to say, y'all can't participate in the NCAA anymore. Do you know how much money they lose in that and advertising and stuff and everything? That's insane, dude. There will be a compromise. There will have to be a compromise. That's insane. They will not. If states start doing this over the next 3 years... If the states start doing this over the next 3 years, the NCAA is going to have to do something. They're going to have to compromise on something.
Yeah, I can see that. If now that, I mean, I didn't know that there was other states that were doing that, but if they get the majority as far as that goes, like you said, it's going to force them to do something, or what's going to happen is just everyone will leave the NCAA and they'll just create something different.
Which I think is less likely.
Well, I mean, if the NCAA doesn't give in your scenario, then basically that's what's going to happen. The teams in those states will go off and they'll create their own thing.
And I'm with
and they'll
you on
still
that,
get sponsors.
But they would absolutely, because these are a lot of big schools in
and it'll
these
go
states.
Like back in the day when the NIT and the NCAA tournaments were actually competitive. And there's actually two different, you know, things going at each other, two different companies or associations going at each other. You know what I mean? Like, all it takes is somebody to step up with a lot of money and sponsors and just offer another option.
Now, I will say the South Carolina bill and the New York bill are a little bit more aggressive than the California bill, believe it or not, in which they have some kind of incentive for payment, like direct payment from the school or something like that, which, look, that ain't going to happen. Nor do I think it should, and because I just don't think it's feasible. I really don't. I think the way you do this is you allow name and likeness, and like if Bill Rapp wants to have Tommy DeVito in a commercial.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, this is a widely used scenario.
Understandable.
Right? Who does that hurt? It hurts
the school gives
nobody.
Them enough.
It's
the NCAA holding them to all these rules and limitations that hurts.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Because if they're willing to put in the work and actually go get a job or, like you said, advertise themselves, then and they can make money off of it, then so be it. Well, like, why is that a problem? That shouldn't be a problem. I 100% agree with you. I'm just saying.
I know you agree, and you play devil's advocate a lot, but I'm just.
Yeah, I do. But I'm just saying overall, like, you'd have to have a whole bunch of states with a whole bunch of teams.
You would, which is why.
Willing to go to another league.
I know.
That's
I understand.
How far that would have to be.
But this is why I think it's out this far. We're talking 3 years. That's a long ways away.
Yeah. So that's a long way away to where if they don't get the support they need from other states and other universities and conferences and all that kind of stuff.
It's a lot of time to
basically California ain't gonna do it.
Get organized.
Themselves.
No. No. It's a lot of time to get organized though, just in general. It's just states against the NCAA. And there's gonna be lawsuits and probably all sorts of things. So my hope is that regardless of whether or not this works across the board the way, you know, I would like it to or you would or anybody else would.
There's got to be an overall
compromise.
There's
got to be exactly. There's got to be a happy medium between, you know, using the hell out of these kids and not letting them promote themselves. You know, and
there's probably
the
people
NCAA
out there looking at it like, oh, well, California's going to allow them to do it. That's going to be
a recruiting
tool.
That's
going to be a one-up and, yeah, a recruiting tool. Exactly. Like, it can't be like that, obviously. You know?
No, it can't. It can't, but California can't, like you said, California can't do it on their own.
Well, if there's a state to start it.
Well, that's what it takes. And I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, no, California don't care about starting stuff. So, Texas ain't going to do it because you ain't going to mess with their football.
Or
New York just waits for California. So
maybe California should clean the turd up off of their streets before they worry.
Yeah, that's
about
what I'm saying. Well, that's my whole thing is if they don't get the support, like California is not a state that can support a league themselves.
Well, no, they're in bankruptcy, so there's that as a state.
Right, and then that's what I'm saying. Like that's why it would have to be a point to where you'd get enough universities or conferences or whatever. You know, nationwide. Like, that's why I said California started it, but California is not going to, if no one jumps on board and it's not that serious, I mean, you can say, yeah, New York's going to jump on board. How many Division I football teams do they have? Two? Three?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Bye, Buffalo, Army, Syracuse. See ya. Like, they don't, you know what I mean? Like, in California, I mean, they can't do it themselves. So, again, like I said, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, and if, you know, people do jump on board, then yes. But again, I mean, NCAA, they're smart enough to understand, you know. is everyone else going to jump on board and basically paint the NCAA in a corner? Or
right.
is the NCAA going to be able to use their leverage of, well, it's right. just you, California. You can't do this by yourself.
And they can't.
We'll and we'll still just keep fining you.
Right. And that I agree with. They can't. I just don't foresee California doing it by themselves with USC and UCLA.
Well, it ought to be an interesting 3 years.
yeah, right. So anyway, and I guess there's questions, too, obviously, that'll come up. Like, would they do it in a trust? I think that's stupid. I saw that one. Will they have to sign contracts for, like... educational internships was one thing. They require athletes to maintain a certain GPA to retain this kind of privilege. So you got to keep your grades up.
They'll probably try to tax it.
Oh, well, they're going to tax the income for sure.
Yeah.
That's why California's pushing for it.
No, I'm sure.
They want to tax the hell out of you. That's it. And New York. Look at that. We just got scammed.
We're doing this, but it's 38%.
Yeah, right. So anyways... how I think it should look in a perfect world is that they are 1099'd. They pay their own taxes. They basically can, they can go do the Bill Rapp commercial. They can go do the autograph session. They can go do name and likeness, whatever, wherever. So, anyway, that's it. That's all I got. Anything else, Joe? I knew that was going to take a minute.
Yeah, definitely. I just, with the picking up with the Syracuse stuff, going back to the basketball real quick, like, dude, it's coming up, man. Like a month, we play Virginia.
I know. Double dipping.
Get ready, because I know there's not a lot of news now, but it's coming.
I know, and we started this. When we decided we were going to put this show together, we're like, yeah, there's probably be some good basketball news dropping in between the bye weeks, or in between the games during the bye week, and. You had Andre Jackson. We knew that was coming, but that was it. Nothing. Practice went great. Oh, okay. What are they going to say? Practice was horrible. They looked terrible. Right?
Right, yeah.
It's practice.
Yeah, so, again, it's just... this year's team's going to be a mystery. And honestly, I kind of can't, wait to see just what happens. In this year, we're not going to have a whole... we have a couple of exhibition games, but after that, it's straight to Virginia. So...
yeah,
there's no nonsense St. Francis and some of these other teams where we get all these cupcakes. We go straight to conference play.
Straight to the national champions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We'll get into that later.
No, we will. But I'm just saying, it's just funny that basketball and football, we hosted our first home games of the season are going to be against the national champions.
Yeah, I saw an article, I think, Noon's Magician a while back that said... that actually broke that down, how many times it actually happened before. It's
not very often. I'm sure it's
obviously. Well, you'd almost think it never happened, but it has.
Well, it's probably not even that often that a single school plays against the national champion in their schedule every year, just to begin with. The probability, I would like to see the percentage of it just being able to happen.
Absolutely.
There's plenty of schools that are, if you're not on their schedule the next year, all those schools are eliminated.
Yeah.
Boom.
So that's it. That's all I got. Thanks, my bookie. Yeah. Thanks to all of you for listening. Get those iTunes reviews in. We really appreciate those. That helps us. When you type in Cuse, you see Cuse Militia at the top. That's how that happens.
Yeah.
So we appreciate.
We'll be able to do the preview on Monday, by the way.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to do the NC State preview on Monday. We won our
softball games, finished fourth, and we have a bye, so we don't have to play on Monday. So.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's cool. At least I get you all to myself.
Yeah, there you go. I guess there's a silver lining in everything.
So, all right, thanks. Once again, I'll have to do this over again. Thank you to my bookie. Thanks to all of you for listening. Thank you to James on guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.